it's October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 podcasts. It's El Pozo and Tonto.
Hey everybody. Well, you're probably wondering what the fuck yesterday's episode was. Like I told you on Sunday, we had some guest requests. And those of you who know me may know that one thing I've tried to do in my life is make up my own sort of I don't know what you'd call them, but they're like kids' joke book jokes. And I haven't had a lot of success with some of my success with some of my favorites. Some of my personal favorites are the Twoist. So it's basically like if you go to the forest and it's crappy, you're like, forest, more like a Twoist. Nobody likes that one. And I've tried it in a lot of iterations. Never worked. The other one is one that I don't remember how it goes, but the punchline is polka dots. And it's pepperoni is a polka dot, is basically what's going on there. These have been completely unsuccessful for me. However, Poon Master Flex quite enjoyed a joke I made, which was the one that I shared last time on the podcast. So as you know, in order to claim your prize at the end of Potoween this year, I need you to do some things. I hope your gore books are going well. I hope you've buried your witch bottle somewhere. And one of the other things I'm going to have everybody do is try and crowdsource the answer to this polka dots conundrum. What is the beginning of the joke? I know that's not really horrific, but it's just something I need help with. Okay. Anyway, she liked that joke and really wanted me to do a podcast. She's like, I would love it if you did a podcast where that's the entire podcast is just that joke. And I said, well, it is Potoween. So there you go. And we have our last, or, you know, as of now, last listener sent in thing, which is basically, it turns out that something that spiders will do is build what's called a communal web. Now, apparently, this is a more common thing outside the United States. In, I'm going to give you one guess which country this is really popular in, or which continent, I could say. I mean, of course, it's fucking Australia, right? It's like, where do they have scary, inhuman, crazy shit? Where do they have the scary... If you look up, like, on YouTube, terrible spider needs to be captured, it's going to be in fucking Australia. Oi! They'll all be saying... So, apparently this isn't a super common thing in the United States, but it's happened a couple times in Texas. So, for example, there was a, you know, kind of along a roadside near Dallas, which this was in 2015, so I was like, I bet there are a handful of people who were thinking, well, flooding's really bad in Texas, but hopefully it killed a lot of those fucking spiders. Basically, if you stepped off the road, you'd see thousands of lanky spiders going amongst the webs that extend up to 40 feet into the trees. And, you know, somebody said, an entomologist said, there's a surreal quality to the extensive webbing covering these trees. Now, it looks basically like there's an image here, and it kind of just looks like you're looking at the forest through the fog because there are so many fucking spider webs. So the thing is, for the most part, spiders will weave solitary webs, right? But then what'll happen is they will come together and make a huge web together. And, you know, the idea here is there are these tiny insects called midges, right? They're kind of like if you ever have basically like a fruit fly or those tiny little things in your apartment. Like if you have plants, they tend to show up. And if the weather conditions are right and there are a bunch of those fucking things around, usually it's a little wet, Then all of a sudden the spiders get together and will work together to build this basically big web that covers an area, because then they're able to catch a lot more as a team than they are as something else. So that happened in Dallas. It also happened in Fort Worth. Pretty similar kind of looking thing. Basically, you just got a giant fucking crazy spider web where a bunch of spiders come together, decide to team up on a project. You know, it's always nice to see a group really get together and put their skills and their heads together to make something greater than the sum of its parts, right? And apparently this happens in Australia from time to time as well, like I said. And they call it, oh gosh, my computer is having troubles. This is taking me back to the crap top days right now. Oh my God. And then an alarm goes off. Look at this professional shit. So this happens enough in Australia that, of course, they have a term for it. And it's angel hair. And basically what will happen is baby spiders are born. And they let out their sort of, I guess, parachutes, you could call them. And go shooting across the country, right? And it kind of ends up raining spiders, basically. You know, and I think it's... Well, here's what I think is hilarious about it. They call it angel hair. Like, can I think of anything that I would rather... can I think of anything worse than spiders raining down? And anything less deserving of the name angel hair? Like, there's nothing about that that makes me think, oh, angel hair, that's very sweet, right? You can just find these, like, mounds. It's like spiders just covering something, all working together, covering, like, a huge field. There's a pretty famous picture, I guess, of, like, kind of looks like a farm, and the entire ground is covered in spiders. And, you know, it shows a close-up of it, and it's just, it looks like a fucking anthill. But, you know, instead of ants, it's fucking spiders. And you're like, oh, well, that's just great. That is just fucking great, right? There's also a pretty good video of it from Brazil, where basically there's a bunch of power lines and the spiders kind of created a net in the power line. So it just kind of looks like there's a bajillion spiders suspended in the air. And it's fucked up looking, right? And then finally, there was a place in Baltimore. So basically, it was a wastewater treatment plant, right? And in 2009, they decided to put out the call. They're like, we need some help with our spider problem. You can see like one floor of this facility. The entire fucking ceiling is covered in spider web. I mean, in like deep, thick spider web. Other parts you can see there, you know, the webs made, they webbed up against some like fluorescent lights. You know how those kind of hang down from the ceiling with those poles, and the lights are skewed way off to the side because there's so much fucking webbing attaching them to the wall. I mean, this looks basically like Spider-Man exploded. And, you know, here's a quote. In places where the plant workers had swept aside the webbing to access equipment, the silk lay piled on the floor in rope-like clumps as thick as a fire hose. They also estimated that there were over 107 million spiders in the structure, and the density was 35,000 spiders per meter cubed. So if you imagine a meter stick, and, you know, you cube off an area, there'd be about 35,000 spiders in that area. And the best part is that the scientists, you know, made this estimate and then felt the need to point out that this estimate is, quote, markedly conservative and, quote, representing a minimum volume of spiders. So that's where they're like, well, in the least spidery areas, there's 35,000 per meter cubed. How fucked up is that, huh? So basically, as if spiders and these things weren't problematic enough for you, as if they weren't terrifying enough, And even if you're one of these folks who's like, oh, spiders are the friends of man, you know, they kill pests and blah, blah, blah. I mean, the idea of them sort of getting together and blanketing an entire building and just overrunning a building. And this is possible in 2009. We're not even talking about, this isn't something that happened in, you know, 1805 and then frogs rained from the sky. It's like, this just happened. Also, I mean, I guess the people who work at the Baltimore wastewater facility are made of some pretty stern stuff, because I don't think I would be up to the level of 107 million spiders in my workplace before I could say, all right, you know what? I'm throwing in the towel on this one. Let's just ask the world for help. I think I would get there way before 107 million. All right, everybody. So there you go. Communal webs. We had our good joke and the H.H. Holmes house. If you get them into me before it's too late, I'm happy to talk about anything. But either way, we'll see you tomorrow.